Hey, welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, episode 93.
This episode is brought to you by... As entrepreneurs, we all face the battle of finding funds to grow our business and also to pay for daily expenses. That is where Capital One comes in. Capital One will provide you with a business credit card where you can use it to keep all your business expenses in one place and also to build your business credit. Apply today. The link is in the bio.
Hey, welcome conquerors and welcome to 2023. I hope you had a wonderful holiday season, wonderful Christmas, wonderful New Year's, wonderful time with your family. And now this new year is already underway. Today is January 6th. My question to you today is, what will you let go of? What will you let go of? We are in a new season, in a new year, and usually that allows us to start thinking differently about our lives. It makes us look closely at what we have been doing for the past year or so and question what we've been doing. Have we been doing well or not? Have we, were we successful with our goals or were we not? Did we take part in things that did not serve us? The thing is, not everything that is going on in our lives serves us. Not every dream we've ever had is always serving us. Okay, I've had some dreams in the past of what I wanted to do with my life, and that has changed. You know, for a while, I thought I was going to be going to Hollywood and I was going to become some kind of a actress or performing artist because I enjoyed singing and dancing. but the only problem was I really didn't have a very strong foundation in these areas. And I would have loved to just, you know, become proficient, become excellent, become a master at it. It would have taken me longer because I was already a young woman. But as my life changed day to day, we change too. You know, your goals, your dreams, your perspective, and things that you wanted, you may not want them anymore. You may want something totally different. So the dream evolve to something different, something that serves you now. You may be holding onto something that is not serving you. You may be forcing something. If you're forcing it, then you know that it's not the right time or the right thing for you to be doing because you're not supposed to be forcing anything. So what will you let go of? I think for me, I'm gonna let go of this idea that I have in my head that I can accomplish anything in a flash because I usually dream big and they are very big and I need to kind of tone it down a little bit. I can't believe I'm saying this, but yes, it's true because I always put my goals are always so much, so high, so many things to do. And many times I overwhelm myself and I don't really get too far into anything because I'm so spread out. I'm so stretched out, so overwhelmed. So my concern this year, what I'm letting go of is that idea that I'm like some kind of, a superhero. I know that we say women are superhero all the time. And yeah, we do superhero things. But at the same time, we have to be realistic with what we can do during this season of our lives. Because I remember taking on bold goals, raising, you know, 6 kids and having rental properties. And when I'm talking about 6 kids, I'm talking about 3 kids under 2 years old, 3 kids under 2 years old, and the other 2 were like under 7, 8 years old and 2 years apart. So it was overwhelming. And then, but I wanted to run a real estate business. I wanted to run a car business. I wanted to run my investment properties. And needless to say, I got burnt out trying to do everything. And then I had to be a wife and a mother and everything. And the support system wasn't there. I tried to do so much by myself and pretty much everything just crumbled. And I see, even though I haven't made the same mistake in the same, at the same level, in the same degree, but I feel like I've been doing that. I've been doing it too much in the sense that I can see it affecting what I do and how I do it. So I'm going to stick to a few things that I know that I have to do. For example, my podcast, that is time consuming. And I've been heavily involved in on social media, doing videos and posting and things like that. That I can do because I can pop up anytime kind of thing and do and make myself seen and heard. But as far as tackling humongous projects all at once while I'm trying to do so many things, no, that's not going to happen because that is a sure way to drive yourself crazy. So there's a lot I'm letting go of because it's not serving me. They're just not serving me. I keep going around in circle. Imagine if, you know, concentrating on one or two things and actually getting so far and making some real progress and being proud of yourself rather than saying, oh my goodness, oh, I didn't do this, I didn't do that, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. And then here you go. You are overwhelmed, you are depressed, you are frustrated. Everything but the positive self that you want to be. I want to be as positive as possible. One thing that I will do, and one thing that has made a difference in the past couple months that I have been experimenting, is sleeping. I decided later this year that I was going to make sleeping a priority. And let me tell you, it works. I used to feel all this pressure in my face, in my eyes, because I was not sleeping enough. And I really didn't have a problem with sleeping until I started drinking coffee. So I gave that up too. I gave up coffee, and I only have it sparingly. Like if I have a long weekend and I know, like New Year's, I think it was New Year's Eve, I had some coffee because I knew I was going to be up all night. Okay, but I got rid of coffee and then I started going to bed at 9, and I haven't been perfect with it, but I'm getting better and better. So I'm going to make sure every day that I get to bed by 9 and then I have a restful sleep. And if I go to sleep 9 and usually by 10, I may be asleep, and usually I'm up by 3:45, 4 o'clock. Okay, and I would get up and I do my reading, my meditation, and my look at my plans and goals for the day. So the question is, maybe it's still a question. What will you let go of? What has not been serving you? And what is maybe one thing you think if you bring in might make a big difference in how you perform and how you do things? And I think if you approach the year like that, you're not going to be overwhelmed. You're going to be focused on what you have to do. And then, I mean, less overwhelm is always a great thing. Less stress for everybody, it's always a great thing. Okay? So for me, my prescription, I would definitely recommend that you guys get more sleep. Because I have been learning so much about sleep. And sleep is the foundation of everything. If you don't sleep well, it doesn't matter what else you're doing, whether you're exercising or eating right, it's not going to materialize to anything because your body cannot process anything that you're doing. So if I recommend sleep for everybody, I believe you will have a better year because you will be in a better mood and ready to serve your family and the people that come in your path. Okay, so I want you to really think about the two questions and think about how you will be approaching this year and think about how you will make those couple of things that you're going to concentrate on, how you're going to do your very best and make it shine. All right. So until then, I want you to know that you are unstoppable in anything and everything you put your mind to, you can do it. Until next time.
Thank you so much for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with a friend you think will benefit from it. Also, head to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating and also a 5-star review. We are in the process of growing this podcast and we cannot do it without you. Thank you so much for helping us reach our goals.